Graham, when people see headlines of a super El Nino and a Godzilla El Nino, it may create some concern, panic, fear of what's to come. How should we be looking at this, and how serious should we be taking it from your perspective, Graham?
Well, if we start with what we've already got, which is a changed planet and changed conditions for Australia, and every summer we have this increased chance of heat waves, which can be deadly, and then we layer El Nino on top of that, then I guess the risk is very real. We should absolutely take it seriously. One thing just to reiterate is, for Australia, the strength of the El Nino doesn't really necessarily equate to the strength of the impacts that we're going to get. But that said, the long-range forecast looks like it's lining up with what you might expect from an El Nino, which is drier and hotter. Climate change will be causing some of that heat. It definitely is causing some of that heat. So in the model there, that when it's telling us nearly the entire country should expect warmer than average minimum and maximum temperatures, that's climate change at work. And then we have El Nino coming on the top. We need to sort of be wary of that.
Mm.
And while I don't necessarily think sort of Godzilla and mega El Nino headlines are particularly helpful, we do need to take this really seriously.
Graham, always appreciate your expertise on this. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Noah.
That was Guardian Australia's environment and climate correspondent, Graham Redfern. You can find more of his work on theguardian.com, and we've linked to his latest piece on the Full Story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria. Sound design and mixing by Daniel Simo. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Catch you next time.